Well,
the rest of the story. The motion picture The Wizard of Oz has indeed stood the test of time. Today it's 5 decades after its release, and if a television station inadvertently cuts a minute or two of the movie, that station may receive hundreds of protesting telephone calls. When asked to identify the cast, I mean the real names of the actors, most of us can name at least 5, Judy Garland and Ray Bolger, Jack Haley and Burt Lahr, and of course the Wicked Witch of the West, Margaret Hamilton. But there's another actor who receives top billing in the printed credits right after Judy Garland's name, Frank Morgan. 10 years after his participation in that most significant motion picture event, Frank Morgan died in his sleep, and none of his obituaries mentioned The Wizard of Oz. Even though Frank Morgan took 3 prominent roles in the movie, he was Professor Marvel, and he was the Emerald City coachman, and he was the wizard himself. Well, anyway, what you're about to hear concerns Frank Morgan and the filming of The Wizard of Oz. And what happened was so unbelievable that our rest of the story research department was obliged to confirm it with the surviving members of the cast. And our information has been absolutely authenticated. It was early in the shooting of The Wizard of Oz, the black and white sequences on Dorothy Gale's Kansas farm. Upcoming was the sequence where Dorothy is to run away from home to meet Professor Marvel, the traveling sideshowman played by Frank Morgan. The role of Professor Marvel would require a particular kind of coat, a garment which reflected a sort of shabby gentility, a grandeur gone to seed. MGM's wardrobe department was notified. Staff members were sent to an old secondhand shop on Main Street in Los Angeles. They returned with a rack of no less than 50 coats, which potentially filled the bill. Actor Frank Morgan and director Victor Fleming met to select a coat from the rack, and the one they decided upon was a Prince Albert coat, which flared at the waist. It was made of black broadcloth. It had a nap-worn velvet collar. The director's stepdaughter, who was present at the time, recalls that the garment was, in her own words, ratty with age. And it fit Frank Morgan perfectly. Professor Marvel's sequence would take less than a week to shoot. Weather-wise, it was a rather a warm week, especially in the studio under hot lights. On one of those shooting days, Frank Morgan was perspiring profusely under the weight of his ratty Prince Albert coat. Between shots, Frank absently turned the sweat-soaked coat pockets inside out to give them and him some air. And that's when he glanced down at the lining of one of the pockets to see the name of the tailor, written in indelible ink, followed by the name of the original owner, the man for whom that coat had been made. Skeptical MGM executives wired the tailor in Chicago. In a few days, they received a notarized letter of confirmation. And after the picture was completed, Professor Marvel's coat was presented to an elderly woman who was the widow of the former owner. Yes, she said, the coat had indeed been her husband's. For the tattered garment had been selected because it was right for the part and because it fit Frank Morgan. But through what can only be described as a remarkable coincidence and maybe a touch of magic, Professor Marvel, before the cameras, wore a coat which had been made for the original wizard himself. A coat which had been made, tailor-made for L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wizard of Oz. And now you know the rest of the story.